Shalom uvracha. So today's Torah podcast for Wednesday, Parshat Va'era. I want to talk about frogs. So in today's Kriya, we learn about the frogs that were coming out of the water and going to the houses and the mattresses. And the Torah goes into a lot of detail describing this makkah of the frogs. And though it's a lot of fun to think about when you're a kid at the Seder, I had an interesting question, which is, so why specifically frogs? I mean, God could have chosen lots of ways to punish the Egyptians. And why frogs or tzfardaim? And why specific, so much details? So I thought of the following idea. So the frogs come out of the water, the Nile. Now, if you're a Jew or an Egyptian, what do you remember when you hear about these frogs who came out of the water? You must be remembering the Jews, the Jewish babies who were thrown into the water. So it's almost like the frogs are a flashback of those little kids who were thrown into the water. And this is meant to, on the one hand, show that Hashem was watching what the Egyptians did to the Jews, and he's paying them back. And on the other hand, he's telling the Egyptians, "Hey, Egyptians, I saw what you did." And he's trying to get them to do tshuva, trying to get them to say, "I'm sorry, Jews, and go free." That's what I think the frogs are all about, and that's why they go into the houses of every single Egyptian to awaken the Egyptians. And I think there's a few allusions to this idea. First of all, the Torah describes the frogs as insects, Yishritzu, and the Jews were called insects. The Egyptians viewed them as insects. We also have a famous midrash where the frogs were being beaten. And every time the frogs were beaten, more frogs came out. Well, what does that remind us of? It's just like the Israelites, every time they were beaten, so to speak, they sprouted forth more of them, and that's why the Egyptians were originally scared. And finally, well, this idea is actually supported by a chidush of Rabbi Foreman, where he explains what was the idea behind the first plague of the blood over the Nile. Well, the Egyptians threw the Jewish children into the Nile. And they wanted to just do the easiest way of getting rid of their sin. But God was making the Nile full of blood to say, "I saw what you did to those Israelites. I was watching." And so, my theory is that this frog was meant specifically, Midah Keneged Midah, in order to do justice and to awaken the Egyptians. Now, what's our lesson for the day? The lesson from the day is God is speaking to us through our lives, through the good times and through the bad times. But the question is, are we listening to the messages that Hashem is sending our way? Or will we, like the Egyptians, harden our hearts and refuse to look at the obvious signs that Hashem is sending us? May we have a day not full of punishments, but full of good signs. And may we listen to Hashem as He sends us our good signs. And if they're bad signs, know that with just a little bit of tshuva, we can make those bad signs into good signs. Have a great day from Yerushalayim Yir HaKodesh.